This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Niger's new military leader has warned against foreign meddling and has urged the population of Niger to defend the country. In a televised speech, he promised to create the conditions for a peaceful transition to elections. The speech comes as tensions rise in the region and follows a meeting of ECOWAS countries in Nigeria on Wednesday, which included the military leaders of ECOWAS nations. Here is Nigerian General Christopher Musa.
The task of restoring democratic governance in Niger is fraught with potential hurdles and complications. However, we cannot afford to be hamstrung by these challenges.
Ukrainians living in Russian-occupied territory are being forced to assume Russian citizenship or face harsh retaliation, including deportation or detention. The information comes from U.S.-backed research, which was published on Wednesday. Yale University researchers said that as part of a plan by Moscow to assert authority over Ukrainians, residents of the region are being targeted by a systematic effort to strip them of Ukrainian identity. Anti-aircraft units were in action against attack drones during a three-hour raid alert in and around Kyiv on Thursday. The military said several explosions were reported. No strikes or casualties have been announced. Dozens of protesters gathered in the Brazilian city of Guarujá on Wednesday to produce a wave of police to protest a wave of police raids that killed at least 16 people in Sao Paulo. This follows confrontations with police after an officer on patrol was shot dead. And some of the world's most deadly police forces are in Brazil, but they do have a task fighting drug lords and military juntas. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Donald Trump expected in federal court in Washington, D.C. Thursday for arraignment on the latest charges against him. Felony charges for working to overturn the results of the 2020 U.S. presidential election. While there are others indicated in the indictment for being conspirators, they are not yet being named. As we hear now from Associated Press reporter Lisa Dwyer, prosecutors may be aiming for a quick Trump trial by not naming the alleged conspirators.
By not naming or charging six alleged co-conspirators in the indictment this week of Donald Trump, federal prosecutors may be signaling their desire to expeditiously put the former president on trial for seeking to overturn the 2020 election. More defendants mean more defense lawyers and more legal motions and more delays. Such a large cast of defendants would make it difficult for Justice Department Special Counsel Jack Smith to get Trump in front of a jury before the final stretch of the 2024 campaign. Not indicting the alleged conspirators does not mean that they won't face charges. Legal scholars, in fact, say they believe the alleged conspirators stand a very strong chance of being indicted and going on trial, possibly after Trump faces a jury. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Climate change made July hotter for 4 out of 5 humans on the planet, according to scientists. It was the hottest month ever recorded in history. At the United Nations, officials spoke about the need to step up climate action. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
Good morning. Climate change is here. It is terrifying, and it is just the beginning. The era of global warming has ended. The era of global boiling has arrived.
Climate Central Vice President for Science Andrew Pershing says heat waves in the U.S., Southwest, the Mediterranean, and even China have gotten special analysis, but it's more than just those spots.
Places like the Malay Archipelago, Central Africa, and Northern South America. And then we also see interesting things going on in the Caribbean.
Global sea surface temperatures reached a record high in May, June, and July, and the warming El Nino weather pattern is only just getting started, according to experts at the UN World Meteorological Organization. China's capital has recorded its heaviest rainfall in at least 140 years over the past few days as the remnants of Typhoon Doksuri deluged the region, turning streets into canals where emergency crews used rubber boats to rescue stranded residents. More information on our website, voanews.com. I'm Scott.